coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, August 10th, 2023. Are we lucky because twice in one week, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Q-Files, his private intelligence briefings, and his books, his DVDs, all stevequayle.com. That's where to go. That's the jumping point for the various, for everything, really, Steve Quayle, from the hot headlines, his links to various articles, as well as to his precious metals. And, you know, today, I've got to tell you, with all of the things going on, if you're not into precious metals, that is silver, gold, and the others, I would really highly recommend that if you can do so. And the person to contact for serious investors would be Renaissance Precious Metals, Steve Quayle. He will never steer you wrong. Plus, he's got the goods. And, you know, I've never known a smarter man. I'm telling you, when it comes to this stuff, I could ask the most obscure question about silver or gold or anything collectible, but silver and gold bullion or whatever, with Steve, and he's got the answer. Not does he only have the answer, he can cite chapter and verse of everything. So I trust that man implicitly with all things gold, silver, all precious metals, Renaissance Precious Metals. Folks, serious investors, contact Steve Quayle there and talk to his staff, I'll tell you what, and place your orders because they're getting very, very, very thin. All right. Today's episode, and by the way, when I mentioned the second time in a week, Monday he was on with Jesse and talked about a number of different things. Now, today's going to be a little bit different. The title of today's program, Human Extinction, Genocide, and Annihilation Underway. By the way, can you feel it? I can. Jesus shortens the days. I interrupted the flow of that title, but nonetheless, you get the idea. And also, he's going to reference some scripture to this as well. With me, of course, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Folks, the links to Steve's website and everything we talk about will be at hagmanpi.com. Open up the description box for today's episode. And today's episode is 4,501. Oh, boy. Does that make me feel old? Here it is August 10th of 2023, and that's 4,501 episodes. Wow. Steve, welcome.
Well, hey, Doug, I will say this. It's a very pragmatic day, and this will be a pragmatic broadcast, more so probably than ever anything I've ever done, because the events that are taking place with the title of Human Extinction, Annihilation, and Genocide, I refuse to put up any meow men or women headlines that are saying, could we be facing nuclear war? Ladies and gentlemen, we are at war. We have declared war, the West, on Russia. We are absolutely bankrupt morally, especially spiritually and financially as a nation. If people understood that there are literal high-powered politicians making literal agreements, blood oath, human sacrifices with Lucifer. Yes, I'm talking about the cherub that took one-third of the fallen angels from heaven. They simply would I say this, get a reality check that doesn't exist now, Doug. So what I really want people to understand is when Jesus said if he didn't shorten the time, and everybody that I know you know it, I know it, everybody I talked to said, where is the time gone? Think of this, last Thursday when we were on together, and by the way, I've never gotten so much positive feedback on any show versus the one we did with Jesse on Monday. And Doug, my email, literally, I'm seeing this, people sending me pictures of the orb. So this is something that's critical because Jesse quoted the scripture, even the devil and his angels can appear as literally ministers of light. And so we're talking about today, though, the lateness of the hour. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, I'm not using those words for any creative license, any sensationalism, but when you have Jesus, our Savior, those of us who receive him as our Savior, telling us that the days are going to get so bad that if he and God the Father did not shorten the days for the elect's sake, those who know Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, have repented of their sin, are looking unto his second coming, there'd be no humanity left alive. And Doug, this is what we watch take place before our eyes. And my prayer this morning, the night, whatever, they're the same, night and day to me. The bottom line is, as I said, God, where are the people of God talking about? Do you see what's happening, brothers and sisters? What about, you know, I mean, just let's take the whole CV-19 bioweapon. And Doug, I remember, even before I got sick, and then when I could come back on with you, you know, look, the bastards tried to kill me. That was plain and simple. They did achieve it with Russ and Shelley Dizdar. And you and I were intimately involved in that times leading up. And unfortunately, I was sicker than a dog. And there's no excuses. But we knew, without going into detail, what they had planned for Russ Dizdar. And God took him off the earth. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah.
And yeah, whether you can say it.
You know, look, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
He deserves more than a yeah. He knew. He knew after. He knew before and he knew after. And damn the people behind this. And people might say, well, you know, it's out in the wild and he got sick. Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, it's out in the wild. It's true. But if people need to understand, there are people that are more dangerous to the deep state, the bad people out there, and he was one of them. And of course, he was targeted because of it. End of story. And I'm not going to get into how we know this, but God bless that man and all of his efforts. His efforts do go on through shatterops.org. Okay, Steve, go ahead, sir.
When Russ, wrote The Black Awakening, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not The Black Awakening, it's the black implementation of the entire plan of the ages of the Prince of Darkness to destroy all humanity. And we sat back in the world of Christendom, D-U-M-B, complying as many people of our brothers and sisters and innocent children were dying. And now I know the people that were speaking out. I know the people that basically were taken out, more than just Russ and Shelley. But now, Doug, we're facing such an existential, biblically defined threat that there's no point in trying to, not that I've ever tried to pull punches, but I do know the word that's spoken in season, how sweet it is. When you watch what we're watching as participants, and I will say this, be careful, Steve. I'm talking to myself. I'm doing a lot of self-talk. If people still believe that there's any law, any justice, any equal justice, any point of complaining, you could present 1,000 points of absolute law, no one would enforce it with the DOJ, obviously, the criminal cartel in that controls the White House. But it goes beyond the White House. But there is a supernatural evil that has permeated over the United States. The Bible calls it the spirit of heaviness. We're watching, Doug, everything. It doesn't matter how many, if you will, you could be the best prosecuting attorney in the world, or in God's laying out the crimes of which he's judging America for. And yet people would say, literally, I just got an email before we were on this, you know, this program today. Well, why would God judge the Christians along with the wicked? Because the Bible says he pours out his judgment on the just and unjust alike, but he prepares a people to be delivered from evil. This was the whole principle behind Dmitri Dudeman's vision. And I apologize. I literally went hoarse yesterday. I should have been riding one, not trying to sound like one. So that's what you're hearing in my voice. I literally could not speak. And I said, God, what's going on? And here's what I got, my impression of my spirit. Your voice will soon be silenced. Steve, that's not because I'm going to die by the grace of God. The prayers of the intercessors have kept me here, Doug. They kept you here. And God will keep us here. But what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when we see everything that the scripture has warned about coming into play, and the majority of Christendom doesn't care? I'll give you a good example. Why should there be any homeless Christians on the streets in America, especially those with children? Why should there be any homeless vets? Meanwhile, we poured money into the Ukraine. And by the way, it's double what they admit to. That's what my sources tell me. And yet we have starving veterans. We have mothers and children. It's the global genocide and annihilation. The Luciferians will not be happy until every single person is dead but them. We're watching starvation. I just posted the Epic Economist. Aldi's is shutting down. I mean, I posted Burger King's shutting down so many. McDonald's. It doesn't matter how much story. Ladies and gentlemen, you will learn these words. They will burn and blaze in your conscience in the weeks and months and years, if we've got that long ahead. We have become the starvation nation. And the Bible's very clear that once the word of God is displaced, replaced, or just put aside, then, Doug, again, we become a pariah nation, and we come under God's judgment. Every blessing we've known is being taken apart piece by piece. You can see that in the economy, $1 trillion in credit card debt. That's $1,000 billion. And I'm going to say this again. What happens when the credit cards completely stop? So, Eric, if you would put up the first and keep it up while I talk through it a little bit, if you would. I've been warning on our private briefings. There is nothing like private briefings in the world. That is not an understatement. It's the appropriate time for hungry hearts to have the ammunition to understand why I say the things I do. And in essence, I'm out there warning. That's my call. I'm to be a watchman. But also, I know the days the watchman's voice goes silent. So if, Eric, you could put the thing up about Russia, because it's really important, and keep it up, please. Russia is jamming sophisticated U.S. weapons being used in Ukraine, making them useless, report says. Now, Doug, I got challenged on that, and I would just say this. The people I know are guys that design some of this stuff in the distant future. But I want, by, if you will, extension, everyone, to understand what this means. Russia is jamming sophisticated U.S. weapons being used in Ukraine, making them useless, the report says. What this is warning everybody about, if it's doing the same thing to U.S. weapons being used in Ukraine, what happens to our nuclear response? And we're trying to literally initiate a nuclear war in the Middle East. We're the ones that said it. We're the ones that started it.
Yep.
But by extension, okay, as an investigator, if they can do it to these weapon systems, the most sophisticated, what happens to our nuclear deterrence? What happens if people see what I'm saying is, what happens when the ramifications of what is on the screen right now turn into the damnation of this nation? Go ahead and respond, because I think it's pretty obvious.
The only thing I have to say to that is, last one out, turn the lights off. Well, never mind. That'll be done for you. I mean, yep. It's that simple, Steve. It really is. I mean, people who refuse to believe this kind of this information, when you said it, they, no. Now, Business Insider has it. And basically, everything you said, there it is. So believe it, don't believe it, who cares? When the lights go up, when the cities go up, when, you know, especially to the Christian pastors out there, your communist saviors, your WEFers out there, your saviors, not Jesus Christ, but your human saviors, flock to them, because and they will look at you and say, I never knew you, just as Jesus would. I don't mean to be blasphemous, but, you know, I mean, look, you can't convince everybody, apparently, because some people just are unable to accept what's out there.
And yeah, one of the title. Yeah. And again, that's the exact answer. But I want to put this into reality. If you knew, and I'm speaking to all Hagman listeners, believers not, Satanists who listen to this program, really Luciferians, fallen angels who are real. You know, it's amazing. Everything that's biblical, that's real, is renounced. But everything that's a lie in the freaking and the WTF press is a lie leading to everyone's destruction.
No, but by the way, I received an email with a witch, a curse. Okay, I've never, maybe once before, but now this one, and there was another one very similar to that. What the heck's, you know, there's this embracement of Satan. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to throw that out there because the work of the evil is out there. Go ahead.
When you receive, now listen to me, everyone who's a Christian, everyone who's a believer in Jesus, when you receive a curse, a spell, immediately say these words, because it's real. I rebuke that curse in Jesus' name. The curse causeless shall not light. And I command all of the associated ramifications of that evil to return to the sender.
Amen.
And you've got to stand in faith. In essence, you cover it with the blood of Jesus. Because this is not only psychological, this is spiritual warfare.
There you go. Yes.
And look, this is what Jesse's talking about. And, you know, at some point, God will, when he speaks to Jesse, and I want everybody to understand this. I know of no one, and I don't, and I've been at this a long time, this, ancient history, Genesis 6 giants, the world of the occult, all that crap. I've never met anyone, this is the only, to be to the praise of God the Father, whom the Lord God of heaven has given the authority to on this earth. Now, there's probably a lot of people, but I'm saying the only one in my sphere of existence or my knowledge base. So what's going to happen, and this is going to shock a lot of people, when all of the C3, command, control, and communications fails in the U.S. military, when all of the launch commands, arm commands, or any commands can no longer be given due to Russian superiority in electronic warfare, we're not only sitting ducks, we're dead ducks. When we're blinded by our satellites in the sky, the eyes in the sky being put out, when we're blinded by our most sophisticated ELF, extreme low frequency, UHF, ultra high frequency, and all of the burst transmitters and everything that we have is basically taken out by Russian countermeasures. And by the way, Doug, the traitors as presidents in our government have continually done their best to undermine this country in our defense initiatives. And look, ladies and gentlemen, we may have spent the most money on the most weapons, but guess what? What happens in the day when they can't fly their planes and nothing? That's not propaganda. That's not BS. That's the nature of where we are at this moment on August 10th. Now, that is disturbing to me because we're watching A View to a Kill. It's like we've got the biggest television you can buy at Costco, which is going to be beyond Costco, according to their own words. In other words, Costco just raised their prices 250%. That's pretty significant. And meanwhile, we're throwing a couple hundred billion into the Ukraine, and we've got people that are on the streets now. 28% of the homeless are single moms or people with children. You see, Doug, this is all by design. It's extinction. And I don't give a flying fleep. That's a good word, a new word. I don't give a flying fleep about the critics, because the critics are going to freaking die in their own denial. And somebody says, oh, that's just so mean. Mean is killing men, women, and children, sacrificing children. Mean is starving a nation. Mean is giving us the S word in our food.
Yeah.
As Bill Gates of hell, just as basically, you know, responsible for the stuff that's in the mRNA vaccine, you know, being injected into beef, the people that eat the beef that have been vaccinated, now they can't eat meat. Who was the strongest proponent against meat on the planet? It was the Gates of hell himself. So, look.
Steve, forgive me. Maybe this is an inappropriate question, but why are we allowing this guy to walk the planet to suck oxygen anymore? I mean that. Or why are we even listening? Lesser. Why are we allowing him to call the shots? Go ahead.
Well, an answer to that is, number one, he's what, number two or three richest guys in the world. But
so
more,
what, man?
Yeah, but here's the deal. Money buys influence. Influence buys control. Control issues power. Okay,
yeah, that's true. Right.
And here's the thing. When God gives a nation, and I'll state this to anybody who wants to challenge me, you show me scripture where in the history of the world, any nation that has allowed the mockery of God, who's declared war on God, has ever stood at the time that they have declared war on God. You know, there's no place. Now, let me take everybody to...
And that's why you're the master at this. I'm going to shut up, okay? Because... Thank you. And you root your answers in scripture. God bless you. Thank you. Doug is going to show up now. Go ahead.
God's clear. If the wicked turns from his ways, God will repent of what he had declared against the wicked. But if the righteous embrace wickedness, God will forget their righteousness. I'm not talking about Jesus now. I'm talking about the actions and actions and reactions. Now, I want to give everybody a reality check. Who, and I judge myself by this scripture. Eric, will you put the scripture up for today? And Doug, if you want to read it, you can read off screen. It's three verses. But everybody who claims, go ahead, okay? You read it, Doug.
Sure. Now, this is Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. Verse 23. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. 24. Therefore, whoever heareth those sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat upon that house. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
This is, and I should have given the rest of the scripture, but what Jesus is talking about is the people that want to claim their works as their reception, okay? And this, thank you, Eric. And everyone, I'll stop at verse 26 for a minute. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. There's claimed authority, and then there's practical authority, and then there's supernatural authority. The scripture is clear. Depart from me, ye who work iniquity. That means lawlessness. I never knew you. Those are the words of Jesus, the most loving, wonderful, self-sacrificing Savior. Yet people are going to try and tell Jesus, look what we did in your name. Even the disciples said, wow, Lord, look, I'm paraphrasing. Wow, Lord, look at us. Even the devils are susceptible to thy name. And that's when he corrected them, said, don't you marvel at that. Marvel that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so, Doug, what's happening? When somebody tells me they know Jesus, and I only started doing this a couple of years ago, I say to them, does Jesus know you? Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? The most perplexing question, I believe, and the most basic, honest question, when you ask someone who claims to know Jesus, and every one of us, I'm sure, you know, I mean, every one of us knows people, but in essence, why do they say they know Jesus, or they'll speak disparagingly, and I mean it's disparaging, when they say the big guy in the sky or, you know, some other colloquialism. That's taking God's name in vain. But that's another story. It's another, you know, statement, another hour show. But the main thing that is important is, yes, but does he know you? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Now, as someone who studies Egyptian, you know, Egyptian history, along with every other bizarre form of ancient writing, glyphs, sigils, symbols, you know, what's interesting is the Lamb's Book of Life stands in direct contradiction to the Egyptian Book of the Dead. The fascination with death and the attempts at even some of the most horrific, bloody, gory, sickening, disgusting procedures by peoples throughout not only recorded history but prehistory is beyond any human's ability to understand. But when you put into the equation that the supernatural evil that we've read in history is now coming into the forefront of all of our lives, that's a whole different world. So that's what we're talking about today, the extinction, the annihilation, and human genocide. Now, Doug, again, an investigator question. You know why I'm doing this. I'm trying to get people to understand through your eyes and my eyes, when all the evidence leads to one conclusion, you can't escape the conclusion. But the judge, in this case, the unjust judges that we're watching make some of the most horrifically, legally wrong judgments on evidence, giving the evil guys a pass while they're punishing the righteous.
And that's working from a conclusion backwards.
Yes.
From investigator standpoint, you take evidence. You don't consider anything else but the evidence, and you build upon that. Okay, to a conclusion. I have seen investigators as well as prosecutors and even judges, and folks, you've seen it with Alex Jones and others. Work from a conclusion backwards to make the evidence fit the conclusion. Go ahead, sir.
Or you could say they're legal, political, communist bias, okay? Remember, and I'm not, you know, where was that guy in the white suit in Rome? The false pope. I'm not a Catholic. But where was the outrage in the Catholics? And by the way, it just came out, the FBI was trying to claim that Catholics were terrorists. You saw that story.
Well, they're trying to claim, they did claim it, and it wasn't one office, it was several offices.
Yes.
And it's traditional Catholics, meaning the pre-Vatican II especially. And I'm very familiar with this. So, but what I'm saying is when you cross that Rubicon, you can't, there is no going back. None, zero. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's a very powerful statement. Because not only has a Rubicon been crossed, but the bridge over the River Kwai, famous movie, but also a real event in history, we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, events happen that cannot be put in any other context than the time of the end of the age. Not the end of the world, the end of the age. Let's take Maui. How many of you have gone to Maui? I have, you know, over my life a couple times. I photographed the whole island, as I did most of the islands, from helicopters, because that's what I was doing. And I remember Lahaina. To my right, Doug, no one can see it because it's probably about a 4x6 panel world map made out of slate. I bought that at the Lahaina Galleries when I got married to my wife. That's 38 years ago. And I just looked at some of the photographs I had from filming Lahaina from the air, and I'm talking now lots of years ago, probably 20 years ago on those photos, and yet the whole thing is devastated. What people can't get through their minds is technology exists, number one, to control the weather. I was the first guy, and this isn't bragging, weather wars and unnatural disasters. I wrote that decades ago, and God bless Dane Wigington, who has been with geoengineeringwatch.org. This is an important site, but we're talking about technology that people, if they don't understand it, they dismiss it, okay? They just dismiss it. The whole situation in Maui is not as it seems. It was initiated.
Amen
How
to that.
How was it?
Yes. Huh? Yeah, I, from what I Steve, from what I've been able to research, you are precisely 100% correct, but you're not going to hear that anywhere else. Go ahead.
Well, and look, when I was, you know, I've said this, I was on the air with you and I was doing it on my own show. Even at those times, I think it's got to be 10 years ago, I'm flying over Kauai, the Pacific Missile Theater Range, the area where Edward Snowden was working for the NSA. The Kauai is the cerebral cortex for everything done in the Pacific Ocean, every ship, every submarine, every satellite, every missile system, anti-missile system. And I'm flying over, Doug, the point on the Nepali coast when the radar, the over-the-horizon radar, starts to turn on. I actually have a photograph. So when people say, oh, you just make that up. No, you know, choke on your own vomit. That's to my critics. The bottom line is that, and I heard, I have my muffs on, I have my command, I fly open doors, I'm in contact with a helicopter pilot, I say bank right, bank left, you know, come around again. And I heard the clearest I've ever heard, and yes, I heard from God, he said, this is where World War III starts, because we've got China and Taiwan. We've got the Russians, who we declared war on. We've got China and Russia off Alaska. And, you know, you can't understand that if you blind the eyes, you deafen the ears, meaning in a military sense, you can't see what's coming. You don't know what's coming. And all of a sudden, you know, your whole military career is in eternity. Instantly, that means you're dead because you just got nuked. You know, it's pretty serious. No one at that time had ever seen that, with the exception, and I haven't talked to him in years, I think I brought on Nathan Leal, who he put out a word that World War III starts in Hawaii. And he was right, and he was about that. And the bottom line is, I did a program with him. But here's the point. At that specific instant where that specific word was given, that there was a double witness to it in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So we are a James Bond movie, in my opinion, the United States watching A View to a Kill, trying to kill everybody all over the world, and we're the ones going to get tagged. Tag means we are up against, this isn't propaganda, this isn't BS, it isn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to bleep. The thing is, this is reality. We're watching it. The thing that Eric just put up again, Eric, thank you, is so critical, because you mentioned it, Doug. We got flack. Oh, you're a Russian agent. No, I'm not. What I am is a reality investigator researcher. Sophisticated. That's state of the art. Here's what people need to understand. The only way that this can be defeated is with autonomous AI, self-contained program control modules, where there's no external signals coming in or external signals being sent out. Oh, gee, you're talking about the Poseidon nuclear torpedo drones at our 100 megaton. Yes, and if you figured that out, you know, gold star moment. And I'm not being sarcastic there. But again, this is the word useless. If people understand, we've got people on streets. We've got $1 trillion in credit card debt. We got $1 trillion, I think, pretty close to $1 trillion in auto loans. We're a bankrupt nation. We're caught with our pants down. Oh, by the way, not just us, but a representative of the U.S. government. At least the leadership's caught with his pants down, you know, and his plumbing exposed.
They're the Pied Pipers, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, the thing is that leading a nation to its destruction. We watch the horse manure. Someone says, why are you dealing with, you know, that word? Because there's so much of it. They throw it in your face. They speak it in their freaking headlines. The lying mainstream accessories to murder. Anybody's listened to MSN, CBS, any of those, now Fox too. You know, you're already zombicated. And zombicated means you're being fornicated mentally by the people that call you zombies, and they're doing everything they can to destroy you. So that word zombicated, it's my word, and I'm defining it.
And, oh, yeah. Amen, brother. Amen. Yeah, keep going, because the people who listen to Matt out, the people who listen, as you said, even Fox, get your head out of your asses collectively and look at reality. Because, and you know what? I believe you can do it. Even those people watching this program who shouldn't be or are tasked to watch it, do it. Listen to what Steve is saying. Get your head out of your – the rectal cranial inversion should be like the number one ICD-10 code or whatever it is. But anyway, continue, please. You're on fire.
Well, I want to be on fire so people's literal lives aren't on fire. I am opposed to nuclear war. I have been fighting against this as I did, and I'm sorry to use this, but the Lord let me be one of the guys that started speaking about preparation 35, 40 years ago. And again, each year I get older, so I lose track of, not because I'm senile, it's just because I'm trying to get a time reference. But in essence, I pray this way. I say, Lord, all the warnings, all the preps, all the encouragement, and we've come to this. And I understand, I'm like a grain of sand on a beach with whatever effectiveness God allows me to have, whatever population listening or anything. But Doug, here's the bottom line for today's show. It's over. There's no political solution. Had America repented, God gave us space to repent after 9/11. 9/11 was a takedown of the nation. 9/11 was a takeout of the nation. And then when we followed through like mindless zombies, let me show you something. This is a still frame from the Time Machine.
Oh.
And I may have showed this before.
No, but okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there you go. These are called Morlocks, okay? Not morons. That would be our generation. These are Morlocks. The Time Machine was obviously science fiction, way ahead of its time, about a post-apocalyptic environment where humans are raised for consumption by the Morlocks. You have the Morlocks and the Eloi, okay? This is from the book, The Time Machine. Now, this is, and if this is offensive, this is coming from a 1950s film.
This is
a Morlock getting ready to devour the actress Yvette Mimieux. Too many people wouldn't know that name. And no, this is not the political lust bags who have attained the presidency going after one new young thing. This is the Morlock. They are cannibals. The cannibals and the Morlocks, and here's the point. The Morlocks raised humans like cattle until they were ready to devour them. And that is the gist of this. And the whole story is trying to prevent a future that's happening. So I want to make this clear. When Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, he's not talking about the meow men in the pulpits. He's not talking about the heretics. He's not talking about the apologists. He's not talking about, oh, we got to be friends. We got to be woke. We got to just show everybody we love them. Show God you love them and ask God what he loves and what he hates. There's the bottom line. When God says in his word, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, he didn't say, in essence, these are my words, not his, but don't accommodate it. Don't sleep with it. Expose it and let the power of the conviction of sin change the world. No one cares. And when I say no one cares, look, I know there are however many people, brothers and sisters, outreaching the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ, his redemption and his second coming. I put up on my front page today a couple of scriptures that are really important. And they're so important that people need to understand the world, everything that you know as the world, is at war with Jesus Christ. Every leadership of the world that does not confess Jesus as Lord is a spirit of Antichrist. I want you to hear that because that's what the Word of God says. But who cares about the Word of God? No, I'm not saying that, but that's the attitude. I'm talking coming from Christians, you know? And thank you, Eric. God bless you for that. Psalm 2, the first three verses. Why did heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's Jesus saying, let us break their bands asunder. In other words, We're not going to have any restraints. We're throwing him off. And John 17:3-5 says this, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, Jesus speaking, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which you gave me to do. And it goes on. But what I'm saying is that, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a most diametrically opposed time period in history that Jesus said there has never been or nor never would be again. And except he shortened the days, that means speeds up stuff, there'd be no human beings left alive. And Doug, that's where we are. The situation in Maui is only going to worsen in the other islands. I don't know when. I can tell you this. I believe I know how it was done, okay? And because I'm not a licensed arson inspector, when you have a lot of wet, let's just say jungle, people don't understand how hot the temperatures can get. And when they are firestorms, and here I'll give you a big hint, when you have firestorms that you initiate and the weather that you control, putting those together, you can't stop it. And just for reference, you can look at the firebombing of Dresden, yes, Germany, in World War II. You can look at the napalm bombing of Tokyo during World War II. And by the way, more people died of the napalm bombing of Tokyo than people who died in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yep.
So God's judging, in my opinion. He uses the wicked people to literally make war on themselves until he basically fulfills his purpose. I don't know. I can't go beyond what the scripture says, nor should I. But what I can say is this. What you're watching in Hawaii, remember, go back to my statement. Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands, are the most crucially important military assets in that part of the world, which would be the Pacific, which would take in, obviously, Russia's eastern border, China. It takes in the whole thing. In other words, takes in, it controls all military assets. And I'm saying this, if Kauai, and I hope this doesn't happen, but I believe it's going to happen, is when Kauai goes, it's game on and it's game over.
Who's behind it, Steve? Is it elements within our own leadership and government in conjunction with our enemies, or is it simply our enemies?
It's both. We're at war from within and without. We have facilitated so much technology. Well, look, Doug, here's an easy way to put it. What else did Hunter Biden sell to the Chinese?
That's a good point.
Okay. What else have the traitors in our government, sold to the Russians? But what people don't understand about Russia, their technology in what I would call high energy physics, black physics defined, is physics beyond that's taught in college. You can have a PhD in physics and never be brought into the world of black physics. That's the supernatural realm of everything that is being dealt with in, alien craft, electrogravitic propulsion, all of the most advanced technology, that's black physics. But when you say who's behind it, the traitors from within have been paid from the enemies without. Okay, we're seeing it right now. Good night. Is no one even asking the question? Well, yeah, we got his bank account. He shows $20 million. I've heard bankers say, that's peanuts, Steve. You know how many corporations are covered? A covered corporation means XYZ buys ABC, ABC buys QRSD, QRST buys EFG, and so on. In other words, Doug, it's the layering. And FinCEN, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, of which, what were there, 171 suspicious transaction reports filed?
Oh, there are many. Yes, yes.
Yeah, close to a couple hundred. So what does that mean? It's interesting. Follow the money. As an investigator, follow the money. Hey, a girl's having an affair. This is just happening, by the way. Wants to hire a hitman to kill her husband her husband in the Bahamas. And they follow the money,
Yeah.
And I don't know, for the record, I want to make this clear. I don't know how, nor will I go on the dark web. But, investigators go there and they have to find leads. I mean, there are people that are openly looking for assassins. Now, the FBI is there, too. But now we're, and that's a good thing when it was the old FBI. But Doug, if the Department of Justice is totally compromised, meaning there is no justice, if the American people are the number one enemies, if people in the highest levels or echelons of the Department of Department of Justice are on foreign payrolls, doesn't matter what country, what then can the people expect but them to be extincted? Just like the guy, poor guy that was shot in Utah. I don't know the whole story, but I guarantee you we're not getting the whole story.
No, 75 years old, walking with a cane. Look, I know what he put out there, okay, or allegedly put out there. Not good. But nonetheless, 6:15 in the morning, 75 years old, walks with a cane. Yet you see pictures of him, okay, of him dressed up like a friggin' ninja. Okay, I get that. Okay, but I can guarantee it wasn't like that when he was gunned down by the FBI. Go ahead.
Well, again, you know, everything now, and I don't know how to say it any plainer than this: the targets of all injustice are anybody who believes it still exists. That's a powerful statement.
Wow.
And again, I'm going to make a statement, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity. That's what I'm doing. But when I called Facebook Faces of Death Book, the number one group of people that got back on me and got on my case were Christians, whatever, you know, by their own definition. The number one statement, it still is emblazed in my memory. Thank God I still have a good memory. Who are you to tell us what to do? I said, I'm not anyone to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you who was hired to define and basically design Facebook. Marcus Wolf, head of the East German Stasi, the most effective secret police in the world, and Yevgeny Primakov, Russian KGB head in the days of KGB, over for Middle East, okay? And I said, these are self-erecting intelligence dossiers where they don't need a spy to follow who your best friend is or who your number of influencing friends are. They just need to track what you post, where you post. Now, AI has gotten into the whole thing, and it is such a, I have no word for it. It is such a morass and intertwined and mingled and the other day I said, I think, did I say it on your program or my program? It's primarily the only two I do. But Faces of Death Book has turned into Charting for Death Book. Do you understand the transition there? They've identified who they're going to target for death.
And, now, by the victim's own hand. Which, yes. And look, as an investigator, I love Faces of Death Book because the amount of information that one puts into that repository, you can build case. Yeah, I can build a case on anyone. I guarantee you, I can build a case on anyone.
I know every word I've ever spoken on talk radio is in a file somewhere. Oh, yeah. It's a computer file. Yep. It's not like a massive thing. It's in it's in voluminous. Massive amounts. And it's not just me, it's everybody. Yep. Every word you've spoken, every word Alex has spoken. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what the purpose of this whole train of thought is that the train of thought is this: as a nation, we've gone off the rails. As a nation, there can be no expectation that if you vote the right man in, whether you think it's Trump, DeSantis, whatever, there is no regress. None whatsoever. If you don't stand with your guns and listen to me, I've heard Barack Obama make his statement. Now he's coming out and say, yeah, he has fascinations of sleeping with men. When we said that years ago, we were accused of being racist and all that stuff. When we were talking about the Chicago gay bathhouses, we were homophobes. We were talking about Michelle being Michael. All that stuff's coming out now. All of it. And if you wonder where the transgender movement started, it started in that marriage. It started in the secret control. By the way, Biden even admitted, not Biden, Obama, let me correct myself, but he's the power. Of course he is. And he said, his direct quote, Barack Obama's, is never underestimate the ability of Joe Biden to F it up. And I won't use word. Okay, is that an accurate statement?
100%. He said it. It's been documented. You got it. Yep.
Yeah. So the body of evidence points to the body of dead bodies. I'm not trying to be clever. I'm just saying this. What more do people need to understand than if they're appealing to a future election? Doug, I honestly don't know. Here's a question I want to answer because I don't have the answer. You don't know how many times, and it's frustrating for me because it's not given to me to know that time. I'm not talking about Jesus' second coming. I'm talking about when the United States is nuked and 250 million Americans go into eternity. Those knowing Jesus, they go to be before the presence of the Lord. Those not knowing Jesus, they go to hell. And I can't even imagine if any human could handle seeing 200 and let's say 40 million, however many million, you know, a quarter of a billion people being thrust into the bowels of hell. It's beyond the ability to understand. Yet day after day, we get the political rhetoric. I'll use a new term because people get so offended over the S word. I'll use WV, whale vomit, ambergris. Okay. There is, and I love whales. But whale vomit isn't a good thing because, and I'll tell you, the first guy to really give a biblical definition of whale vomit was Jonah, the prophet, you know, and it's important because Jonah even, you know, is referred to by Jesus, by the scripture, just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale. So whale vomit, or maybe what's monkey puke, okay? I'm trying to come up with something that's more palatable. So if people don't want to deal with that word, and by the way, it's used in the New Testament, and the word dung has a meaning equal to the S word. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching everything that was blessed by the living God, good, wonderful, from homes to families to marriages to children to futures to the ability to procreate, blessed by God's command to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. Now we're watching that they have to close down maternity wards and hospitals because there's no babies being born. Doug, where's the disconnect in these freaks?
Yeah, you know, from Norman Rockwell to Klaus Schwab or Yuval Noah Harari or whoever, Bill Gates. I mean, you're exactly 100% correct. I don't get it. Now, you mentioned the election. People are going to hear you say it doesn't matter, and I understand that. But what do we do? Does that mean we don't vote? Or maybe there won't be an election because, hey, Jericho. For example, I don't know. I mentioned that because I, for some reason, I just happened to decide to watch a few.
You know,
go ahead.
Let me ask you this: if all the corruption isn't being dealt with now, if all the corruption led up to the absolute corruption equals destruction, look what's next. Look how many more charges be leveled against the president.
Yep.
Look at the kangaroo courts. And by the way, KKJ, that's Kangaroo Kid Joey. Joey's another name for a baby kangaroo. The bottom line is that where is the even remote embrace of equal justice under the law? Where is it?
There is none.
There is none. So if there is none, then what can one man do? I'll tell you where it's going to end up, in my opinion. Civil war.
I agree. I agree with.
Yeah. And look, I don't want it. And I don't want the nuclear annihilation of America. I'm hoping that even the plants on this, plants meaning people that listen to the Hagman broadcast, everything will be recorded. Everything will be put into a data disk, a data file. I'm even hoping that they understand they have space to repent. That even if they're dyed-in-the-heart Luciferians, but they had a grandmother, a mother who prayed for them, that God will recall. God gives everybody that chance, that I would guess you say that momentary consideration point where they decide where they're going to spend eternity. I know I've talked about different things over the years, you know, and, you know, I mean, it's just like you were talking about whatever number podcast broadcast this is, man, I stopped counting at 9,000 hours ago, you know? Knows? But here is the point. The point is, no amount of evidence will convince a skeptic until the skeptic has to basically come to his own grips with the fact, I was wrong. Is it at the point they're bleeding out because they've been gut shot by some gang member? Is it at the point where they're starving and even the thought of a burger makes them come up with a new word for that too, but chew and gnaw their tongues out in their mouth? Is it as their brains go crazy? You know, we have history, but people don't learn from it. And people didn't learn from the past. They don't care in the present. Now, there's another statement.
I love that. But you know what, Steve, what you're doing right now, it's like, I say this often, you know, the young child walking along the seashore, throwing back in starfish into the water, and the old man saying, you know, you're really not making a difference. And the young boy saying, it made a difference to that starfish. And that's what you're doing, I think. You know, even 1, 2, 3, even single digits, if that's all that we can change, then that is everything, I believe, to God. Go ahead.
Well, I believe it's to God too, because, you know, as a black sheep, my definition of black sheep is I would have been the last person. I would have never thought I would got saved, come to Jesus. I'm the last person on the face of the earth who had any knowledge of God or Jesus. But obviously God saw something in me. He chose me. I didn't choose him. Okay. And all I can say is this: as a black sheep, meaning the very ones that Jesus said he would go after, that's who, and I'm sorry, I don't care if you're, you know, a zillionaire, billionaire, millionaire, or the guy on the street. Anybody who feels they're abandoned from God is the field of salvation that I'm presenting the forgiveness through the blood of Jesus to. In essence, I remember, Doug, hearing the word Lord. He said, Steve, I'm not sending you to a foreign land and a foreign tongue. It specifically was when I was listening to these guys who were coming as missionaries to the church when I really got saved and stuff. And God spoke to me. He said, I'm sending you out into the highways and byways to command those to come in. But don't be fearful and don't be afraid. Now, I'm talking 50 years ago, Doug. He said, my angels go with you. Well, we know that from the scripture. God sends his angels in the highways and byways. So somebody says, well, who are you hanging with? I remember, somebody asking me that when I just got saved, because in those days you hung with whatever bar or, you know, group you hung with. But I said, I'm not hanging out with anybody. I'm saying, I'm walking with Jesus now. And that blew their mind more than any other answer I could give them. So what I'm saying to anybody out there in your listening audience, you may feel you're beyond the grace of God. You're not. You may feel God will never forgive you. You're not. And he makes the most amazing promise that only he can make. Come, let us reason together. Though your sin be as scarlet, I'll make it as white as wool. And Doug, I can't tell you how many claimants to Christianity hate the simplicity of that. Well, you're robbing people of the Ten Commandments. No, I'm not. Jesus was the fulfillment of the law, and Jesus fulfillment of the law. I'm saved by grace. That's not of works, lest any man should boast. And again, Galatians says, if you want to go back under the law, you've made the sacrifice of Jesus to no effect. Don't tell me it's Jesus plus the law. Don't tell me. I'm not an antinomian guy. That means I believe in the law of God, but I believe only God could write it in our hearts. Stones didn't work. Moses broke them the first time. And unfortunately, Doug, we can't take our chisels and hammer someone's heart and go, open your eyes, dummy. Only the Holy Spirit can do it. Why is the church a basket case, in my opinion? Why have they abandoned the faith? Because they will not speak up, stand up, or lift up. That's more important. Well, they're all important. The name of Jesus. They refer to Jesus in every kind of around the way. It's power in the name of Jesus. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm not angry. I'm fighting for people's lives. I'm joyful because we are in the time of the end.
We are indeed. And we're also at the time of the end of today's broadcast. Steve Quayle. Wow, what timing. Thank you. What an inspired broadcast. And folks, hit your knees tonight. And I mean that, physically hit your knees if you're able to. And repent, ask God for forgiveness and also guidance in your life. Steve, thank you so very much. You are a gem. You really are. And I appreciate you, as do many others.
Thank you very much, Doug. Blessings to everyone.
Folks, that'll do it. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your belief and trust in this platform. God bless.